that was actually leaked. A phone call they had with their supporters in which Joe Manchin was on the call sounding like a presidential candidate.
Welcome to the Powers That Be Daily, Puck's podcast focused on the intersection of Wall Street, Washington, Silicon Valley, and Hollywood, and the players who run it all. I'm Peter Hamby. It's Thursday, May 11th. Today, I'm joined by Tara Palmieri with an inside look at the controversial Washington group No Labels, which is raising tons of money in hopes of drafting a moderate presidential ticket in 2024, perhaps with Joe Manchin as their candidate. How realistic is that third-party prospect, and why are Democrats big mad at No Labels? We'll discuss all that and more on today's episode of The Powers That Be. Happy Thursday, everybody. I'm joined today by Tara Palmieri to talk about something that people in Washington on both sides, all straight shooters on both sides, can agree upon. And that is nobody likes this group, No Labels. No Labels, it's been around for a while. It's a big fundraising vehicle around the idea, you know, partisan politics is broken. We should elect people who are in the middle, who can bridge the partisan divide. Maybe they're centrist Republicans or centrist Democrats or independents. Put them on the ballot, get them around for office, and in the dream scenario, maybe even have a No Labels president. Tara, why is this such a fantasy? What's your take on this? Because they keep raising money.
Oh, they raise money from really rich white men who live on the East Coast and the West Coast, coastal elites like Steve Schwarzman. Oh, maybe Harlan Crow is technically from Dallas. Like, I don't know if Ken Griffin is still a donor, but they have a very wealthy group of donors, but it's a dark money group. So we really don't know a lot about them. We know Joe Lieberman is on the board. We know Joe Manchin is their preferred presidential candidate for 2024, which they're calling an insurance policy. And I was actually leaked a phone call they had with their supporters in which Joe Manchin was on the call sounding like a presidential candidate. The interesting thing about the whole call was that, first of all, one of the supporters brought up the fact that Harlan Crow is one of their top donors, and he's the guy who's been supporting Clarence Thomas's lifestyle, as we know. And they said, are we sure what we're doing right now isn't just helping Trump win because independents prefer Biden over Trump? So if we jump in the race and we take all the independents, then really what we're doing is just helping Trump win. And isn't it a little weird that all the people who are backing us, like Steve Schwarzman, are Republicans?
Well, look, I think the idea that there has to be some middle ground in politics is not the idea that's being dismissed. I mean, you know, President Biden went to Congressman Mike Lawler's district in New York. He's a new Republican who flipped his seat from blue to red this last cycle. And, you know, Biden's up there harping about the debt ceiling, getting something done. And he said, you know, Mike Lawler isn't one of these MAGA Republicans. He's someone that, you know, I used to be able to like negotiate with. So like, people do like the idea of compromise. People do like the idea of centrism if you step outside of Twitter. The issue is what you're pointing out, which is once you get a party on the ballot, those votes are probably coming from the Democratic side, because the people that decided the 2020 election were khaki wearing dads in collar counties outside of Milwaukee and Philadelphia and Detroit. Like, those are the swing voters, those sort of normies who went for Trump in 2016 and flipped to Biden in 2020. And a Manchin, theoretically, that's his demo, right?
Yeah. Totally. And, you know, they fund the Problem Solvers Caucus, which is like a group of Republicans and Democrats in the White House. It's like Josh Gottheimer et al., who are sort of seen as the ball busters who are trying to get, you know, compromise. But some of these people that are part of the Problem Solvers Caucus also voted against actually confirming Biden. So it's like they're kind of working with like different actors. And I think that's the problem. It's like, they're kind of willing to work with some bad actors, and that's given them a bad rep, because there are a lot of third parties out there. There's like the Future Forward Party. There's the this party. There's that party. It's like, there, for some reason, people like, and also Nancy Jacobson, who runs the group, has not been transparent. Like, I have been trying to have interviews with her. I cornered Senator Joe Lieberman after a flight that we had together just to talk to him. I was like, listen, like, I can't get anyone from your organization on the phone. I was told what's best for democracy is confidentiality. Like, you're getting a bad rap. You guys have to be able to talk. And he gave me some number to like nowhere, basically. But the point is, like, you can tell from the fact that I'm getting leaked phone calls that like there's a real desire to know what they're actually up to. And I think they realize that. And I think at this point, they realize that they can't continue like this. And they're putting ads out. But the one thing that really blows my mind that came out of this was that they keep saying it's an insurance policy and that they're going to pull the plug in August if it doesn't look like it's going to work, if there isn't this national uprising for Joe Manchin, whoever they choose. But it's like, who wants to give $100,000? One of the guys goes, listen, I'll give you $10,000 to try this out, but I'm not going to give you $100,000 if you're not even that committed to this, that you're going to pull the plug in August.
All right, Tara, I want to take a quick break. When we come back, I wanted to ask you just how, in this theory, Joe Manchin would become president of the United States.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to The Powers That Be, everyone. So what exactly is this? Like, is the idea, like, are they trying to get Joe Manchin on the 2024 ballot in battleground states, in all 50 states? Is that what they're trying to do?
Yeah, I mean, there's two different paths. One is to get just the no labels line on the ballot, and the other is just to get the candidate on the ballot. It's actually easier to get the candidate on the ballot in some states rather than the party, per se. Uh-huh. They're going to have a convention in Dallas. They said it's going to cost $70 million. It was interesting because a lot of these callers are just like grassroots people who knew more, and they're like, do you know anything about what's happening right now in the legislature in Minnesota, where they're literally passing laws to make sure that third parties don't have a shot? And they're like, oh, we didn't know about that. Okay, good to know. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of shocking to me. They know that they're going to have to fight legally, but they say it's going to be $70 million, and they keep asking for more money from these grassroots people because I believe their intentions are really to have a unity ticket. Like, and I don't think that there aren't a lot of people in America who don't want a unity ticket. I just don't know that they're the right vehicle. Although, who am I to say? Some people may have read that call, which is on a Puck, and thought, this woman's on it. Like, Nancy knows exactly what she's doing. Some people, I mean, she said that when the third way came out with their strategy, that they were Pearl Harbored, that they've been forced out of their cave. Like, that's just not a good look. Like, you can't run a movement by claiming you've been forced out of your cave. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, there's just so much going on there. I really hope that they will talk to me and that maybe this has moved the dialogue along. I've gotten positive signals from them. But I think, you know, the truth is that the secrecy is not helping the cause.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing that needs to happen in this whole theory in which, you know, Joe Manchin runs on a unity ticket with Larry Hogan or Susan Collins or Joe Lieberman or whatever, is like, all of those people also have to consent to doing that. You know, it's almost like they are trying to draft Joe Manchin. Manchin hasn't said whether he's running for re-election in West Virginia. He's just drawn probably the hardest opponent he probably can in that Senate race, Governor Jim Justice, who, right. You know, after Bob Huggins is like probably the most popular guy in West Virginia. So, yeah, I mean, it's just like all of these pieces have to fall into place. And it's just a marvel of political fundraising generally. Like there are so many groups out there that raise big dollars, small dollars, hard dollars, soft dollars around these like fantastical ideas that rich people, you know, think would be really nice. So we're going to have a fundraiser for these folks without thinking about practical consequences. We saw this before with Howard Schultz back in 2020, 2019, when he was like threatening to run as an independent. Have you really thought about this, dude? Like we have an electoral college system. You don't just win like 34% of the vote against a Democrat and Republican and become president. You have to win in every state and get a, like, I don't know. It's a crazy, crazy scenario.
I got to say one thing real quick, Peter. Joe Manchin sounded very much like a candidate on the call with the supporters. No Label supports him when he's getting bashed by Democrats and Republicans. They send out mailers in West Virginia all the time to support him. Hmm. This might be the best option for him because it does not look good if he's up against Jim Justice. So perhaps this really is the Manchin plan.
The Manchin plan. Tara, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode of The Powers That Be. As a reminder, The Powers That Be is the official podcast of Puck. We'd like to thank Ben Landy, Liz Goff, and Alex Bigler for their editorial and production guidance. If you like what you hear, please share with a friend. It really helps us keep delivering the inside scoop that only Puck can offer. Follow us on Twitter at Puck News. I'm Peter Hamby. See you tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes wherever you get your podcasts. The Powers That Be Daily is executive produced by John Kelly, co-founder of Puck, Chris Corcoran, chief content officer and founding partner of Cadence 13, and produced by Ben Landy, executive editor at Puck.